This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the show this week, celebrating the premiere of their 22nd season, Law & Order SVU. Ice-T and Jamie Hyder will be joining us. J.J. the Boss will be here from Street Outlaws, Fastest in America, on the Discovery Channel. From the Oak Ridge Boys, my buddy Richard Sturban will be here, and actor David McCullum. Next hour, author Joan Kramer will make an appearance. She has written a fascinating book called In the Company of Legends. You got to hear this. Then the president of Bob Ross Enterprises. You remember Bob with the trees and everything on PBS? Great guy. He's a friend of our family. Joan Kowalski and actor Harry Lennox from Blacklist. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause very briefly. We'll be back with Ice-T from Law & Order SVU.
This is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, coming up this Thursday is a huge night. It's coming up at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on NBC. Now, listen to this, my friends. This is the premiere of the 22nd season of the longest-running primetime live-action series of all time, and deservingly so, Law & Order Special Victims Unit. That's unbelievable. And joining us right now is a gentleman who's been on our show several times in the past, and he's bringing along a new guest for the show. So joining us is my pal Ice-T and Jamie Gray Hyder. Ice, Jamie, welcome to the show, and nice to have you back, Ice.
Hey, what's up, Ron? How you been?
I've been very good.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Jamie, I appreciate it. This is the first time you've been with us, but Ice and I are old hat at this. We go back some days. I remember one of the interviews we did was with the Memoir of a Gangster, Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. But congratulations to both of you. 22 years. And I guess since you're the veteran of this show, Ice, What's the secret? I mean, Dick Wolf, I know, and you have had many collaborations on several different projects, but what's the huge success of this other than the fact it's so good?
I think the key to this is basically a whodunit. You know, when every show is separate, you don't need to watch them in order. You can watch season 15 right up against season 20. It doesn't matter. Only thing changes are the hairstyle. That, people love a whodunit. Even when we catch the bad guys, sometimes they get off in court. Has a lot to do with people's lives. You know, like, a lot of women are watching this show. They're survivors. They've been through this. So this really strikes a chord with them. So it's actually therapy in a way to a lot of people who watch this show. And also, I'm on it. That has a lot to do with it.
The humble Ice-T is with us today.
I don't know. Maybe Trump's rubbing off of me. I don't know. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Oh, I love it. And, Jamie, now you are in this new role, a kind of a novice, if you will, or let's say a rookie, and not a novice, certainly not from an acting standpoint, but from a character standpoint, kind of like pushing the boundaries in the first year on the squad. And it's got to be cool working on a show that is so established as this, but does it put a lot of pressure on you, Jamie?
Absolutely. And you know, one thing that I think I was very lucky about with this role is that my character and myself as an actress are both going through the same thing at the same time. Kat was trying to prove herself and become a welcome addition to this whole new squad, and I, Jamie, was doing the exact same thing at the exact same time. So I could really relate to her in that way. And as nervous as I was to join the show, and I think as much as Kat wanted to prove herself, in both cases, they were met with people who are warm and welcoming and open to their opinion, and I'm grateful for that as an actress, and I think it's been interesting for the fans to watch the squad welcome Kat in as well.
Now, not only an actress, but a trained singer, too, and I've seen you on True Blood, Graceland, The Last Ship, Chicago Med. Quite an impressive lineup. And Ice, I got to tell you something. I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. I'd rather talk to someone beautiful like Jamie, but you have such an interesting background when it comes to all the things that you've done, including virtually inventing gangster rap. And I don't know how you and Coco juggle all these things that you do. You're in, you know, television shows. You've produced bands. I mean, you are a speaker on tours, and you go to colleges like Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, and you've lived this gangster life that you so much talk about in your memoirs.
I mean, you know what, at this point, I'm only doing things I really enjoy. So, you know, when I was first starting, I had to do a lot of gigs I didn't want to do. You know, you got to do what you got to do to, you know, so you can do what you want to do. So now I'm very selective, but I really enjoy the things I'm doing. So, you know, Coco always says our hardest thing is scheduling. And, but, you know, things keep coming across the table, and I'm like, yeah, I got a problem. I'm like, no, I'll try it. I'll do it. I mean, right now I got two other TV shows that are going to, I have An Ice Cold Blood on Oxygen, which is a true crime show, and I just have another show greenlit called The Mediator, where I'm going to be mediating people's problems so in case they don't want to go to trial. But I'm just having fun with it. I enjoy all this stuff, you know? So. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And I tell you something, both of you compliment each other. Now, I would assume, Jamie, by now you've realized that one of the stars of the show, other than Ice and Mariska, and now you, is the city itself.
Yes, it is. And I think that's been the most difficult part about filming during COVID. We've managed to figure everything out and all the protocols and all the safety things in place. All of that works on stage. But it gets a little bit more difficult when we go out into the city. So that is one thing that I think has been challenging, is to continue to represent New York in the same way that we always have. And while we do get out there and we are able to show the city in a few different ways, I think that we're looking forward to some of the restrictions in the city easing up as things become safer, so we can continue to sort of represent New York in that way.
Ice, you being the veteran on the show here for the past 22 seasons, do you ever see that there could be, and I can't imagine, a storyline that absolutely is the end of the road? I mean, because there are so many storylines in this kind of a show that, in my estimation, it could go on for another 25 seasons.
I don't know. I mean, it's difficult. I think, really, Mariska has embodied this show, like, in real life. You know, like, she started Joyful Heart. She has her own, you know, she actually became Olivia Benson in real life. She's fighting, right, you know, to get the rape backlog released and getting it up to date. So I don't really think the show could exist without Mariska. Keep it 100. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in the show, but the show is about women. And I'm kind of like a hero in the show, and I kind of, you know, kind of address some of these bad guys that have hurt these women. But it's not about me. It's about, you know, this strong woman who's made it to, you know, captain. And, you know, so I as long as Mariska wants to do it, I think the show will be on. Unless, of course, Jamie grows into Mariska's place.
Do not throw me under the bus like that. Do not throw me under the bus. Nothing can replace Mariska. You hear me, Mariska? Nothing can replace you.
Speaking about Mariska, you got to do me a favor. I haven't talked to her in a long, long time. Please tell her that I asked for her. But, you know, SUV, Law and Order, you know, when you think about it, you think, you know, obviously New York, the United States, everything else. I have just been told that this, of course, has been in syndication for a long, long time. Sometimes I watch 2-3 episodes a day, and I mean that. I'm not saying because you're on the show. I'm obsessed with this program. But it's been sold to more than 250 territories around the world. Now, that means that this kind of approach to a drama plays well in all different kinds of society.
That's great. How many was that, 250?
Yeah, I think you need a raise, Ice.
I need to talk to my attorney. I really don't think I'm getting paid for 250.
It says right here.
I've seen it dubbed in German. I've seen it dubbed in Italian. I've seen it in Spain. So, no, it's definitely all over the world. And I've gone to Monte Carlo to the International Television Awards. And we were big stars over there, you know. So, I mean, it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing that this show has that type of ability to, you know, reach people all over the world.
Yeah. Are you still working with Body Count?
Absolutely. We dropped the Carnivore album this year, right before COVID, and we couldn't tour. We had 28 shows set up worldwide in Europe, and it got canceled. So, yeah, definitely.
Great. That's great.
I was about to go to my first Body Count show.
Yeah.
Pandemic ruined it.
Do you know how to get tickets? I have a contact if you need tickets.
Yeah.
I have connections.
So I always tell people I act for the money and I do music to remain sane.
There you go.
So the music is my own art. I can control everything about it. Acting is fun. It's a great occupation. It's art too. But, you know, I think everyone should do something that's 100% them.
Yep.
You know, it could be cooking, it could be painting, it should be photography, but we all have to have something that is truly ours,
yep.
And that's my music.
You know, I got to tell you something, Ace. You are an incentive to millions of people, and I'm one of them. I think your take on life is sensational. I really do. Well, the season is coming up this Thursday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on NBC, number 22 for Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Our guest has been Jamie Gray Hyder. And now a friend, and of course, our longtime friend and pal, Ice-T. Hey, guys, congratulations. Break a leg. We'll be watching. And please come back and join us real soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ice. Thank you so much, Jamie. Two very, very nice and talented people. It's always an enjoyment to talk to Ice-T. He's a cool guy. He really is. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Son, you're gonna drive if you're drinking. If you don't stop driving that hot rod, Lincoln.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, being a car buff the way I am, I was very excited to know that our next guest is going to be joining us on the show. It's a new season of Street Outlaws, the fastest in America. This is a show I love. And joining us right now, back as a race master and looking to defend his team, is none other than J.J. DeBoss. Hey, J.J., how are you? Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. Appreciate it. How's it going?
It's going good. And I got to tell you something. This is a terrific show. Now, it's Monday nights at 8 o'clock on the Discovery Channel. And, you know, I have to be honest with you. Growing up, my mother and my father always said, don't drag race, okay? Don't do that. But tell us about how this thing goes, because I know there are people out there that may not have heard of the show before, and if they're not, we want them to go there to the Discovery Channel Mondays at 8 p.m. and check it out. Tell us about drivers, the $300,000 on the line, and the 12 teams fighting to win.
You know, this year, Fastest in America gets even bigger. It's on Monday nights, Discovery Channel, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central. You know, it's $300,000 up for grabs, 12 racing teams, some of the biggest no-prep racers in the world, some of the biggest underground street racers in the world. We all meet up in the middle of Wyoming in a concrete street, and we battle it out for $300,000. And more than anything, for the rights to say that, guess what? We're the fastest in America on the streets as a team. And tension gets really high, and it gets crazy, and it gets there's some fights, you name it, it happens. I try to do my best as I can to keep it under control, you know. But when you're talking about that much money and something that you believe in and share a passion for, you know, it gets a little sketchy.
How long is the run? Is it a quarter mile like a normal drag race?
We run 660 feet, an eighth of a mile on a concrete street. Some of these cars pushing over 2,000 horsepower. If you name it, it's there. From nitrous to turbocharged to pro charger, if you can think of it, they got it. A lot of money being bet on the side.
Is it just a normal street or is it a drag strip?
It's actually a normal street that you drive on every day.
Yeah.
It's a concrete road. It's not a strip. It's actually a real street.
Yeah, and there's a difference for that, is there not, JJ?
Absolutely. A street racer is two different kinds of racer than a track racer. Mm-hmm. You know, on a street, you got to have your suspension set different. You have to have looser converters. There's a really science to it because there's no prep, no centerline rules. You know, it's arm drop, chase is a race, two water burnouts only to that finish line with your life.
Now, you can cross the center line on this thing?
We don't care what you do and how you do it, as long as you get to the finish line first.
Wow. You win.
That's unbelievable. Now, Memphis, I guess, and I never knew this before, is really a center, if you will, for drag racing. I never knew that. I'm from Pennsylvania. I know that, you know, we used to drag race on the street and get in all kinds of trouble, but of course it wasn't protected like this thing is, and that's good. You really, and I found this fascinating, grew up around these. Your family had a 49 Chevy pickup that weighed almost 5,000 pounds, and you guys went out and tried to win at almost any cost.
You know, I drive a 49 Chevy that I call Old Heavy, and now that's precious as a lie. She says it weighs 4720. That thing way lighter than that. You know, I ain't going to get into that.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Keeping it 100, you know, that thing's got a big block Chevy in it, and me and Old Heavy can hold our own about anywhere in any street. And, you know, we put our last dollar in these hot rods,
yeah.
You know, trying to make them faster and trying to compete.
Which brings me to the question, are there any regulations? You know, like NASCAR's got the restrictor plates and all of these things. I mean, can you do whatever you want? Is, you know, there's no boundaries?
In the street racing world, you know, there's no rules, no regulations. Run what you brung.
Okay, so with that said, how dangerous is it? I mean, has there been accidents that have been really bad?
In the street racing, it's extremely dangerous. You know, I'd be lying if I said it wouldn't. And we understand we're a different breed, that this might be our last race each and every time.
Really?
But we're willing to put it all on the line for what we believe in. And trying to run 150, 170 miles per hour, 660 feet on just a regular normal road, you got to be crazy or you got to love it if you do it.
I should say so.
That, or a little bit of both.
A little bit of both, yeah. And 12 teams now with approximately 600 people and 75 production staff who are actually filming this thing. It's a daunting feat. It really is. And, you know, what I enjoy about it is it brings back, like, the old days of dirt racing when there were grudge fights, too. I mean, you got that. I mean, that's fun when, and I hate to sound like I'm sadistic, okay, but that grudge racing is a fun thing for the audience.
Right. You know, any time that you talk about when the tension gets high and things gets dangerous, you know, everybody's, you know, interested, you know. That's what, you know, if you can't stay on the edge of your seat, you don't want to see it, you know. And I'm sitting there watching and flagging these races, and I'm sitting there, you know, can't keep my eyes off of it. So I know it's got to be interesting also for everyone, or I hope it is, you know, because we put it all on the line for what we believe in. Plus, we're trying to get a few little dollars and put it in our pocket.
Absolutely. Now, is Memphis your hometown?
Absolutely. Born in St. Joseph in Memphis, Tennessee Hospital. Grew up in a little country town, you know. All my family for generations has been racing. That's what we do, street race. Live, breathe, eat, and sleep racing. Old American muscle cars. We love them.
Now, you said something that's kind of interesting to me, because back in the day of the beginning of NASCAR, a lot of the drivers, you know, had other jobs. They were doing other things. I mean, the only family that I can actually think of that actually depended on how to eat at night was the Petty family when Lee and was racing. When you say this is all you do, is this all you do?
Absolutely not. I'm from a family of roofers. You know, my mother ironed people's clothes and cleaned houses, you know, to get a few dollars, you know, and, you know, we build and work on our cars ourselves, so we don't have the money. And, you know, it's a challenge trying to keep up with all this money and technology nowadays. But, you know, guess what? Me and my family from Memphis, I feel like we're doing a good job. You know, I'm not the fastest racer in the world, but I do feel like I got the fastest street racing family or team, you know, in the world, on the street.
That is so cool. Well, JJ, I'm so glad that you're on the show. I love the show. It's Monday nights now at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Discovery Channel, and it's called Street Outlaws, Fastest in America. And, of course, our guest, JJ the Boss, he's a race master, and he's got the team Street Outlaws Memphis. You got to watch the show. Now, JJ, you got to come back and join us again. You're a very interesting guest. And, again, good luck with another season, because this is a cool show.
Absolutely. Much love and respect to everyone.
Thank you, JJ. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be watching Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Discovery Channel, Street Outlaws, Fastest in America. This is a really exciting program. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands of President Donald Trump supporters descended on Washington, D.C. Saturday to march in support of the president's efforts to challenge the election results. Three separate events converged on Freedom Plaza, where thousands then marched to the Supreme Court. This protester told CNN what she believes the crowds were trying to achieve.
It means that we want all of the votes audited and recounted, and all of these swing states that stopped counting at midnight and mysteriously and miraculously came up with thousands of new votes for Biden the next day, and some of them are still counting, and we're saying we want an honest and fair election.
D.C. police say the demonstration was mostly peaceful, with only a few arrests having been made. President Trump did drive by the event in his motorcade, briefly waving to the assembled crowd. USA Radio News has not called the election for either candidate, waiting for all recounts and legal challenges to be completed. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. And I know I'm going home. Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. And I know I'm going home.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And that is the music of my dear friends, four of them, of which I am so glad that we are friends together. They're terrific people. And joining us right now is 25% of that group, the Oak Ridge Boys. I know he's a little depressed because the baseball season's over, but you got to look at the positive side and things in life. Joining us right now from the Oak Ridge Boys is Richard Sturban. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Well, hello, Ron. It's, as always, it's a pleasure for me to talk to you, and I'm honored to be back on your show again.
I really appreciate that, and sometimes I don't think I deserve the accolades that you pass to us, but I'll take them, okay?
Okay.
Richard, I was listening to an interview that you and I did last year, and it was about the Christmas show that you do and have been doing for years and years and years with the Oaks, and a very extensive Christmas tour every single year. I think you start just around Thanksgiving and you go right through to Christmas. A lot of cities, a lot of work. This year, of course, with all the crazy things that are happening, we thought we weren't going to be able to see that Christmas show again, but you guys pulled it off with a great idea. At the Gaylord Opryland Resort in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, will be the home of the Oak Ridge Boys between Thanksgiving all the way through to Christmas. Tell us about this, Richard. This is fantastic, and I know it bodes well with you guys because you don't have to get on a bus and travel for a month and a half.
Well, Ron, you're absolutely right. You know, I think, first of all, I think over the years, we have kind of become known for our Christmas music.
Yeah.
We now have 8 Christmas albums out, which is a wealth of Christmas music, you know, no question. And every year, our Christmas tour is the biggest part of our year. But last year, Opryland people, you know, came to us and we worked it out through our talent agency and our manager to stay home for Christmas. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's worked out wonderfully well because all of us have had a rough year this year since March. The Oak Ridge Boys have hardly any dates. You know, folks at Opryland were so kind. Looks like we're going to have a great Christmas season, and we're excited about it. We have been rehearsing, and we'll be rehearsing some more up until opening night. And I think the actual opening night is November the 20th, and it's every night right up until Christmas night. So for about 29 nights total, it'll be Oak Ridge Boys, a country Tennessee Christmas.
I know from past experience, and of course you know more than anyone, that when you have a residency like this, like you did in Branson for a lot of times, that's what a lot of
right.
people liked in Branson, the Andy Williams, Bobby Vinton, Roy Clark, they liked the fact that they could put on a production and they didn't have to pack it up every night and go to the next city. And from experience, I know, because I've been there, your Christmas shows is a production. You got the chairs out there. I love that part with the rocking chairs and everything else. And you're going to be able to replicate that and more because you don't have to get on a bus and take it to the next town.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Ron. And I can tell you, our crew, our crew are really happy about that. They don't have to set it up and tear it down every night and move on to the next town. That'll make things a little different. We'll all get a chance to be home and sleep in our own beds.
Yeah.
You know, no hotels, no diesel fuel, you know, all those things that come into play. And I think it's going to work, you know, very, very well. You're right. You mentioned the rocking chairs. We're going to have the rocking chairs again this year. It's going to be a great show, a great family show. Opryland folks want us to do some of our hits, so we'll do a few of our hits. You can count on the fact you're going to hear Elvira.
Right,
for sure.
Absolutely, you got to do that.
You're going to hear me do Giddy Up, Oom Papa, Mau Mau. But it's going to be mostly Christmas. And you know, I told you we've become known for our Christmas music over the years. We're going to cover just about every aspect of Christmas, you know, the fun side of Christmas, the romantic side of Christmas. We have a great Santa Claus. Santa comes out, you know, and we're going to have a lot of fun with him. He may even go out in the audience and interact with some of the kids a little. Then we do the rocking chair segment where each guy in the group takes turns talking, you know, about childhood Christmas memories and what Christmas means to us. And we talk about the importance of Christmas music in our career. And then we end the concert the most important part, and that's songs that talk about the birth of Jesus. We're living in difficult times right now, and the birth of Jesus is even more important now than it's ever been. So we close out the concert, you know, on a very sacred note, but from the beginning to the end, you know, some hits, a lot of Christmas, great family shows, so we're excited about it.
I am so emotional when you guys do that rocking chair routine. I've told you that before. I think
yeah.
that is so cool. But, you know, my wife, she came to me the other day. She said, you know what I'd like to do for Christmas? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, more people over the house? You know, you got to be kidding me. She said, I'd love to go to the Gaylord, spend a weekend there, and be with the Oak Ridge Boys. And I said, let's try to set that up. That would be a fantastic way to spend a December with you guys. Do you going to do one or two shows a day, or are you just doing the...
No, just the original deal when we first signed it, on selected days, primarily weekends, we were going to do two shows. But because of COVID virus and, you know, social distancing, it had to be cut back a little bit, you know, and they actually put it in a bigger ballroom where people can be spread out. But I think it's going to work out just fine. I really do.
Now, there's dinner included in this, too, is there not?
Along with a great show, the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, you're going to get a gourmet meal put together and actually done by caterers there and then cooks they have there at the Oberland Hotel property. Along with all the other Christmas activities that they have there, you know, at the Gaylord Resort, and, you know, it's a great way to spend some time at Christmas. It really is.
You know, when we go to the one here in Orlando, they have that Polar Environment, Polar Express, they got all, which I'm sure they have there, too. All you guys have homes in Nashville, so you can just get in the car, go home, and get up the next morning, have breakfast, and spend some time, and go to work.
Exactly. In fact, we're going to drive our bus down to Opryland, and we're going to keep it parked there for over a month.
I don't want to see the inside of that bus, you're going to say, right? Well, that's going to seem strange. You always know that I am in awe. The four of you keep it fresh all the time, and it truly is a brotherhood. And, boy, I hope it lasts for another 1,000 years because it's so good. It really is. And
well, thank you. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. And you have always been kind to us. You're one of the reasons we're still out there doing it. You promote us regularly, and we thank you for that, and we appreciate that very much. And we don't take that lightly. We really don't. So thank you, my friend.
Well, I know that, and you guys have done me several favors in the past, too, which I am grateful for. And I'm going to do everything I can to come up there, Claudia and I, and enjoy this show and spend a little time with you guys, because it is like family, ladies and gentlemen, whether you see them on stage and you never get a chance to meet them, or you do have the opportunity to talk with them one-on-one. These four gentlemen are just like family. If you met them for the first time, you would think that you've known them all your life. And in many cases, because of their popularity, you have known them all of your life. So it's going to
well,
be
thank
now.
You, sir. You know, because of the situation with, you know, the coronavirus, there will not be any meet and greet.
Right.
You know, we're not going to be able to do that.
Right.
And I think if For Ron Sagi, we might be able to make an exception. We can certainly try.
Well, I'll wear a mask. I'll wear a mask, and you guys can wear a mask. We know each other, so we'll be able to recognize you. I'll just have one of the Oak Ridge Boys on the front of the mask. Okay, how about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so now it opens on Friday, December 20th. Does it go through December 23rd, Richard?
No, actually, it goes through Christmas night.
Oh.
The final night is actually Christmas night. And I understand, looking at ticket counts, that Christmas night is just about sold out already. So
really?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a great time.
Oh, that's great. So you go off the road, but you got to work on Christmas Day, see? Now you know what a radio and television announcers go through. I had somebody tell me one time, you have to work on the 4th of July? I said, the 4th of July, I've worked on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, good luck to you, Richard, and all the guys. Tell them I send my best. Hopefully I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And again,
Ron, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And one more time, the Oak Ridge Boys, Tennessee Christmas at the Gaylord Opryland Resort, a beautiful place with so much there to do beside the Oak Ridge Boys and a wonderful meal. But come on out and spend some time with the Oak Ridge Boys and enjoy the Christmas season.
There's no better way to do it. You know, there was a time when Andy Williams' television show, you knew that Christmas is here. Now, after 37 annual Christmas programs that you guys have put on, when the Oak Ridge Boys sing about Christmas and do their show, you know that the holiday is here.
Well, thank you, Ron. That's awful kind of you to say that.
Richard, you're always welcome, and we're looking forward to having you back so we can talk about a book that was put out several years ago, but I want to talk to you about From Elvis to Elvira, because Sir Richard was part of the Stamps Quartet that backed Elvis Presley for many, many years. He's had quite a career. Our guest has been my very special friend, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Ron, and talk to you soon, hopefully.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, my friend. You know, I mean that sincerely.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. He was with us on the show far too long ago. It had to be several months, maybe years ago. And he is such a seasoned actor, and I didn't realize this. He's a musician, too. He's got a brand new book out called Once a Crooked Man. I love the premise of this. Joining us right now is the multi-talented David McCallum. David, welcome to the show, and geez, it's been too long since you've been here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been, shall we say, quite busy.
Well, that's good. That's the way to be. And I meant what I said. You know, everybody remembers your great roles on television, Man from U.N.C.L.E., NCIS, The Great Escape on the big screen, The Outer Limits, the 1963 and 95 versions. Is this your second book, David?
No. I sat down about over 15 years ago and decided I didn't know. I'd never tried to write, never tried to put the words on the paper. And so I started just as an exercise in teaching myself to write. And it went in and out of drawers and got, you know, bumped away for 3 years. And eventually, about, 4 or 5 years ago, I took it out and decided to finish it. And I did. And to my astonishment, someone read it and said, "You've got to publish this." And a week or so ago, it was published. Much to my astonishment.
When you're reading it, I guarantee you that no one would ever know it's your first book. I love the premise of it. First of all, you've got the Brugetti brothers. Being of Italian descent, I immediately can relate to this book. Okay.
Yeah, well, the Bruschettis were very early on. They came into the picture very early on, and I really like all three of them. They're great guys.
This is a book, and I'm sure, being the talented actor that you are, recognize immediately, there should be a movie. I mean, it's a comic thriller, but this would be great on the big screen.
Well, tell that to everybody you can. I'd love to see it as a film. You know, when I have an image in my head of all these people and what they're like and everything and where they go and what they do. But it would be wonderful to see it actually on a screen. That would be marvelous.
It would play well. It's a story, if I may lead into this, of brothers who have spent a lifetime, obviously, in the underworld, and they're getting older. They're saying, "I'm going to retire from crime." But they're overheard by an aspiring actor that they're going to do one more thing before they close out business, and that's murder somebody. And this actor goes to England and tries to warn the guy and then gets in way over his head. I love it.
Yeah, that's basically the premise. And, of course, the Bruschetti brothers at the beginning, they're in a business of the crime business, and they've never really had any record they've done wrong. So they're under the radar and basically successful and proving the point that crime upon occasion does pay and pay well.
And I love this actor because he gets so involved with his role that the British police actually say, "Well, you know what? We need you in underground because you play this role so well." And all the guy wants to do is he just wants a commercial on television. He doesn't care. And now he's wrapped up in it. I think it's a great premise, David.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I run down, if I may, before we talk more about Once a Crooked Man, all of the things that you have done. And it is staggering. And I never knew that your parents were both fantastic musicians, of which you initially followed in their footsteps as an oboe player.
Yes, my father wanted me to go to Paris and go to the conservatoire because I'd been taught by the principal. He was the cor anglais player in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which my father was the leading violinist, the concertmaster. And before that, he'd been the concertmaster with Beecham in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. So I grew up, my mother was a cellist, so I grew up in a very musical environment and naturally ended up playing an instrument, which in this case was the oboe. But I had already been working with the BBC on radio, doing a lot of different accents across the British, you know, the British countryside. I was successful at that, and I'd worked in amateur theater, and I realized very early on that that's what I wanted to do, not music. And so my father said, "Right, get on with it."
Get on with it. That's great. But your son, Val, is a session musician, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a session musician. He's also been touring lately and doing a lot of work with Jackson Browne.
Oh, wow.
And I saw him at the Greek Theater here in Los Angeles not long ago, and he's quite wonderful. And as they say, you know, talent skips a generation, and it's certainly true in his case.
Well, no, wait a minute. You got an enormous amount of talent there, David, so don't ever cut that situation.
Well, the musical talent in my case got put to one side, but not in the case of Val.
You certainly have stayed the course, and your role on NCIS is I mean, this is a role that you've played on a couple of different series, is it not?
Well, you know, Ducky is pretty unique, and I tend to talk. I mean, if somebody says, would you like to sort of talk to these people, I can stand up and go on until they get the hook and pull me off. And so Ducky, in a way, is very garrulous in that way. I like Ducky a lot. He's a very good friend of mine. And after 13 years of playing the same part, I've got to know him really well.
I love the expression that he's a good friend of mine. I've never heard an actor say that before. That's very well put. It's almost like it's another person.
Well, it's not everybody that gets to play a part for 13 years.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weird thing in many ways. And people say, what's your favorite episode and things like that. To me, they're all those almost 300 episodes now. It's just one great, big, long episode. I can never differentiate one from the other.
Yeah.
And it's all been such a pleasure. I mean, Don Belisario did a fantastic job setting it up, and we've managed to keep it going ever since.
Yeah, he's quite a talent. Now, Once a Crooked Man, for those who want to buy it, where can we get it?
Oh, I think it's in bookstores across the country, and certainly on Barnes & Noble everywhere. Available on the Internet, of course. The Kindle version and also the audio, which I recorded a while back.
Oh!
So it's all out there if you want to go get it.
Oh, I would love to hear the audio version because I know how great you are when it comes to putting the feeling behind it. I would be remiss in the closing moments, David, to ask, is there any substance to truth to this? Is this something that you got from somebody from the standpoint of an experience that you had?
No, I have many friends in the world of law enforcement, the good guys, as I call them, and they've taught me a lot. But no, there's nothing really that, no. It's a work of fiction, shall we say.
Well, it's a great work of fiction. Now, you got to do me a favor. The last time we spoke probably was several years ago, all right? Can we kind of shorten that span the next time, David?
It's a deal.
Okay, let's do it.
It took me 15 years and more to write the first book. They want a second book. Maybe I'll get that out a little quicker.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You got to keep pumping them out. Well, David, congratulations on your success in your career and, of course, with this crime fiction debut of Once a Crooked Man, penned by David McCallum. David, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, my friend.
Wonderful.
What a great guy he is, and what a terrific talent, too. David McCallum. And remember this theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include Ice-T and Jamie Hyder, celebrating the premiere of their 22nd season of Law & Order SVU. Also, J.J. the Boss from Street Outlaws, Fastest in America on the Discovery Channel, my dear friend from the Oak Ridge Boys, the bass singer Richard Sturban, and actor David McCullum. Next hour, author Joan Kramer will be talking about her new book called In the Company of Legends. The president of Bob Ross Enterprises, Joan Kowalski, will be here, and from Blacklist, actor Harry Lennox. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.